Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to Pure Inspiration Talks with myself, Debbie MG, and I am so glad that you have joined me today. There's so many of you that is joining me on Periscope, and I really appreciate that. I'm not on Periscope just yet, but I will be on there very shortly. For those of you who have never joined me on this blog talk radio, Pure Inspiration Talks, thanks for joining me. And for I just want to really let you know that Pure Inspiration Talks is all about you guys. It is about me taking half an hour out of my evening to come and inspire, motivate and lift you up so that you can live a purposeful life. So why do I do this? Because I have been in a place of lack where I desired and wanted for people to speak into my life and I didn't have that. So when I have grown and gained some knowledge and gained some wisdom and experience, I have so desired to share it with others. So that's why I'm on here. So thanks for joining me. I am going to go on to Periscope now. I hope that you guys have had a good day. I hope your day has been fantastic and productive. My day was very productive. Last week I was busy, but I wasn't productive. And so this week I'm making up for it. Double time I'm actually doing. So for those of you who don't know, I am on Periscope. And that is at 1DebbieMG. So you can catch me on there as well. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining me on Periscope. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am also on Blog Talk Radio, and I was just sharing with them my purpose and my desire really to be on here, be on Periscope, be on sometimes Facebook Live is really for you to motivate you, the listener, inspire, uplift, and cause you to think slightly differently from how you're thinking. If you're going through struggles, if you're going through difficulties, if you're finding it difficult changing your mindset, thanks for joining on Periscope. If you're finding it difficult changing your mindset, then I am the one to connect with. So for those of you who are joining me on Periscope, I am Debbie MG, and this is Pure Inspiration Talks. So today's topic will be, and for those who are joining me on Periscope, yes, I have no makeup on. This is just me coming raw. And you know what happens? It happens that when you go through transformation, thanks for joining. When you go through transformation, you will find that, you know, coming on here and having no makeup on and, you know, looking just the way you would look without any makeup on and so forth is something that happens when you go through transformation. And so really it's a case of not really caring as much as what you would have when you know, you was hiding behind a mask. So thanks for joining. So today's topic is how to make your whys work for you. What is your whys? Well, I know that typically a lot of people that is out there, they want things to work out for them in an amazing way. So I don't know where you're at in your journey in life, but if you are in a job and you want to get to the next level, you want to get a promotion, you will definitely be, I would hope, putting all you can into it so that you can excel and get to the next level. Now, typically what you find is that people try to do this through willpower, just sheer willpower, like I will work that little bit harder and so forth. But you know what happens when you don't get that promotion? Hi, yes, all knows. What happens when you don't get that promotion? Do you lag back? Do you stop desiring? Do you not focus on what you should be? Now, when you have willpower, it will only take you so far. It will only take you so far. But when you've got why power, that will take you so much further. So why power is your why. What is it that is going to cause you to do what you need to do? Yes, I am my own boss. What is it going to cause you to do? What is your why power going to cause you to do? So I consider my why power to be many things. One of them is that I'm a mother of five. I have six grandchildren. That is one of my why powers. That is one of the things that makes me want to be successful, makes me want to achieve, makes me want to be a winner. What is your why power? Because you know, if your why power is not as strong as your willpower, then you will lag back and go back into doing the things that you were doing before. especially if you don't get that promotion, especially if you don't see on the scales that you're losing that weight. Thanks for joining. So, you know, it's coming up to Christmas. Everybody is excited. Everybody's doing their thing. And a lot of people are thinking about Christmas parties, work dues, thinking about what are we going to do over the Christmas. Girls, guys, let's go out and booze it up and so forth. How many family, friends are we going to go to over Christmas? And do you know what? It is so important for you to think about 2017. And so for me, one of the things is that when you're thinking about all the things you can do over Christmas, we typically don't think about how much weight we could be gaining over Christmas. We're just like, let's go all for it. And that's why the gyms, the whole health industry just rockets and booms in January, because everyone wants to hit the gym. A lot of people want to hit the gym. It's a New Year's resolution. I need to lose this weight. I need to stop smoking. I need to be faithful for some people, whatever it is. But what is it that is keeping you from not lagging back? Is it your why power or is it your willpower? Because if it's your willpower, I can assure you that you will lag back. So I'm going to be talking about how you can make your why power work for you, how it can work for you. So I have become the acronym princess. One of my best friends, Karen Allen, she is like the queen of acronyms, and I just love it. So I have fallen into doing acronyms because it is so explanatory and it helps us to focus our minds. Well, it helps me to focus my mind. I don't know if you're a visual person, if you're a person that likes listening to audio. I don't know where it is, but me personally, I like acronyms, and it can also help you stay on point and stay on track. So I've got the acronym Y. The acronym is Y. And so the reason why I've done that is because we're talking about Y power. So the first one is W. The first letter is W. And I've actually written down the word right. I was going to say willpower there. I've written down the word right. And the reason why I wrote that down is because when you have something that is in your head, the reasons why you do things, I think it's important for you to write it down. The Bible in Habakkuk 2:2 says, right, actually, I like what it says in the Living Bible's translation. It says, then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets, which is paper for us today, so that a runner, whoever's looking at it, whoever's seeing it, can carry the correct message to others. So when you're writing down your vision, when you're writing down what it is that you actually want to do, your why's, it is important for me, I would say, to write it down, because when you're doing that, you're making it plain. You're making it plain not just for yourself, but for others to also read it and to be able to get an understanding, to get clarity with it. So I typically say on here on Pure Inspiration Talks to get your pens and papers and try to gain some knowledge, gain some understanding. And it's not because I know all things, because one of my phrases is, I don't know everything, but what I do know, I will share with you. And so I encourage people to get their pens and paper so that they can write these down, and then they can kind of thanks for joining. And then you can go ahead and look at it for yourself and dissect it and break it down and see if it works for you, and probably add other things to it that works for you, like in this whole why power thing, and really help you to change your mindset and really focus on the things that you want to. So the first thing I say is to write it down. Now, you can write it in many ways. Like I said, I'm not actually a ruster, I just got bread. you can write it down in many ways. And so some of the ways that I actually write it down is literally writing it down. The other way that I do it is by having a vision book. So I've got pictures and I've got writing. And then this month, end of this month, around about the 28th, I think, we're going to be doing a vision board party. So I will advertise that because you guys are all welcome. So the vision board party is basically putting lots of images, lots of words and so forth that you put on, you know, on your board. You can do it on, you know, like an A5 sheet of card, or you can get a frame, like I've got a frame for my one. And you actually put it all on there. And so what actually happens is that not only have you written it down, but you can actually see it, you can actually visualize it. And the more that you do that, the more you see it, the more you visualize it, the more you speak it, is the more that I believe that it will come to fruition. Why do I say that? Because there's so many things that I've desired. One of the things that I desired this year, and I was just looking to see if I could see my vision book. I had it next to me there, but it's actually gone now. One of the things, hi Brixton Clapham, one of the things that I think was important for me to write down was the fact that I wanted to take my mum on a Caribbean cruise. I've wanted to do so from a child. It was a childhood desire. So I wrote it in my vision book. And I actually, what I will consider, made a declaration every single day. This is something that I'm going to do. I actually put the month that I wanted to do it in. And so it was important for me to put that down and to visualize it. I wrote it, I visualized it, I wrote it and I visualized it, and I spoke it out on a day-to-day basis. And I'm pleased to say in November of this year, I took my mum on her very first Caribbean cruise for her 70th birthday. How amazing is that? And I know that some people, they say, well, you know, I don't really subscribe to that. That's not something that I personally do. It's not something I really believe in. But I will challenge you. If it's not something that you've done before, then you wouldn't know whether it works. Fair enough. You wouldn't actually know if it works. So I will challenge you to do this in 2017 and see how it works out for you. No harm in trying, right? If there's things that you desire, if there's things that you actually want in life, if you really desire to be a winner and make your dreams and your aspirations and your ambitions come true, no harm in trying something different, right? So the second word, second letter, most definitely. Second word is H, and I've said hope. And again, I've got a biblical scripture. Some of you might not, you know, be that way inclined, but I am. So I like to find scriptures. And in Hebrew 11, it speaks about the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So hi, thanks for joining. So hope is substance. It's something that you can hold on to. You know, faith is you taking a step, but you don't actually. Yeah, but I don't. Oh, here you go. Hope is something that is a substance of faith, you know, so it's tangible. It's something that you can just continue. You can feel hope, can't you? You know when you're hoping for something. And it's awesome when you have that hope, because then it drives you to want to take that step of faith. And so hope is like the vehicle. And I would say faith is like the fuel. They work hand in hand. You will have to have the vehicle and you would have to have the fuel in order to move forward. And for me, it's important that I actually have that hope and that desire to fulfill my whys, because ultimately the desire, I love the word hope, so do I. So it for me, having hope is so important, it's so necessary to drive you. It is one of those things that I've thought about on so many occasions, and I thought, how did I get to this place where I have been successful in this area? Obviously, not every area in your life you're successful all at one time, but it was the hope. It was the hope that I had that something was actually going to happen that drove me, that kept me going. And then it propelled me to take that step, because deep down inside of me, I believed that, yes, if I continued hoping, then I'm actually going to take that step. And so it was necessary for me to keep hoping and believing that, yes, I can do this thing. So hope is substance. It's something that, you know, people say, you know, I hope that you have a good time. Faith, hope, love and strength, spirit. Yeah, most definitely, Lisa. You know, people say, you know, I hope that you get that home. I hope that, you know, you enjoy, you know, your day. I hope people use it a lot, and they don't probably realize that when they're using it, it's words that is empowering, it is encouraging. Hope and faith are tangible. Yeah. You know what? Faith is something that you can't see it. But when you start moving, it causes your faith to increase. Do you get me? It's like the moment you take that initial step. I'll tell you what, I'm trying to remember his name. Martin Luther King. He says, if you take the first step, the staircase will appear. If you take the first step, thank you, Lisa. If you take the first step, then the staircase will appear. And so faith is something that is not something that you see, but hope is something that you can actually feel. It's like, you know, hope and faith is something that you can feel. But yeah, I put down the second way that I believe that you can succeed and have that why power is by having hope. Hope is something that is going to move you forward. Have you heard of him? Oh, sorry, I didn't see who you're asking if I've heard of. Sorry. So the final thing, the final word, letter is Y, and then you should be an ambassador. Oh, thank you, Lisa. Is your yeses. Oh, Creflo Dollar. Yes, I've heard of Creflo Dollar. Used to listen to him a lot a few years back. He's really good. Enjoy his messages. One of my favorites now is T.D. Jakes. Like, you know, T.D. Jakes, like, he's like the man. But yeah, let me get on with this. So the final one is Y, and it's your yes. And it's important that your yes is congruent with you and what you're doing. So I don't know how many of you get caught up in saying yes to things because somebody asks you to, or because it might help you to have a platform. It might have you. I will search him out, Bill Winston. It might help you to, I'm just writing that down. It might help you to, sorry, that so threw me off. So let me stay focused. Right. So your yeses is important. Why is it important? Because your yeses is the thing that should be connected to your whys. As far as I'm concerned, for me, I was saying yes to all things, everyone, trying to please everyone, all at the same time, and I wasn't staying in alignment with my purpose. And so what I have determined, even from, I'm not waiting till 2017 to start making my plans for 2017. I've already started. So I've decided that three things I will focus on, three things. And those things are going to be fundamental to me. Not only am I going to focus on those three things, when other things come up, I'm going to say no. How about you joining me with that? Say no to the things that are not in alignment with your yes and in alignment with your why. That's the thing you're going to be writing down, your whys, all of those whys. These are the reasons why I'm doing X, Y, and Z. This is what I want from doing X, Y, and Z. And so I've determined that three things I'm going to focus on. And if I can focus on those three things, and anybody that comes to me, if I get a speaking engagement, if I have to do like a seminar, if I have to work through a program, you know, whatever it is, if it's in alignment with what I'm doing, I'm going to say yes. And the reason why I say that is because I listened to some audio the other day by Darren Hardin called Making the Shift. And it really inspired me. I was listening to it for 7 days. I gave myself 7 days to actually listen to it. Thanks for joining. 7 days to listen to this every single day. And what I learned from it, and I'm still actually, I haven't put it down. I'm just listening to The Compound Effect, which is also by Darren Hardin. What he actually said was Richard Branson got offered $100,000 to speak for 10 minutes. Now, who would love $100,000? I don't know if it was dollars or pounds. Who would love that right now to speak for 10 minutes? I would. Well, he turned it down. He turned down £100,000 or dollars. Doesn't matter to me. He turned it down because he said, let me tell you the story. So he turned it down. They went back to him and they said, well, we'll give you 200. He was like, no can do. They said, we'll give you $500,000. Said, okay, name your price. What will you do? What will it take? You know, we'll fly you in, hotel. You know, he's a multi-billionaire, so you might think money isn't the issue or money isn't the thing that he was looking at, which is correct. But his answer was, it's not in alignment with what I'm doing currently, so I can't do it. Guys, how powerful is that? How powerful is that? I think that that's phenomenal when you can really be focused on the things that you need to be focused on and say no to everything else. I just find that phenomenal. I do, Lisa, you're the one. Oh, that's nice, making nice comments. That's really nice, because sometimes people come in there and they're a bit dodgy. But I think that that's absolutely powerful. If you guys haven't hit up Darren Harding, I would encourage you to do so. So your yeses have to be important to your why power. It has to be important. Why are you doing what you are doing? Why are you doing it? If it isn't in alignment, then don't go with it. Don't go with it. Just leave it well alone. So I personally love when I can share with you guys, whoever it is, I love to share. And today I was thinking about my whys. And so some people ask me, do I plan and prepare these in well in advance? How to make your whys work for you. Yeah, thank you for putting that up. Some people ask me if I prepare this well in advance. Some of them I actually do. Some of them are the thoughts that I've actually written down, and then on the day sometimes it will just evolve. But this one has been in my mind for a little while. And so what time is it there in London? It's 9:51 now. So it is important for me to be able to share something that is going to be positive that you can actually take away and actually process it, and probably process it differently, but give you kind of like an insight on how to change your mindset and how to look at things slightly differently. And like I said earlier on, I don't say I know everything, but whatever I do know, I will share with you. The other thing that I thought was fundamental to the yes as well is that whatever you're doing, try not to do lots of things. Try not to be like Debbie. I have been doing lots of things for a number of years, and I have decided no can do. Do a few things and perfect those few things. Just a few things, three things, perfect them, gain every kind of wisdom, knowledge and understanding pertaining to those things, and you will become an absolute expert in that area. If you're doing so many different things, you're not going to be able to be an expert, you know, in those areas, because you're just doing lots of things. You're not going to have much time to be spending on the fundamental things that is causing you to move forward. Oh, right. Okay. Are you ready for this? Okay. So I've been an author, and I was in the process of writing my next book, but I was also touring, doing a book tour. I also was a childminder. I also was studying. I also do events and decor. And what was the other thing that I was doing? I was doing counseling. I was studying NLP counseling and coaching all at the same time. And yeah, it was really art decor. You know, like when you go to events and they've got like balloon arches and they've got swags on the ceiling and, you know, feathers and all of that kind of events decor I was actually doing. Yeah, events decor, that's what I was doing. I still do it occasionally, but, you know, I was just doing lots of things because I could. And so I had to make up in my mind that I had to start dropping some stuff along the way. And all your place. The thing is, I'm good at what I do, and I love doing those things because I'm very artistic, but it's just too many different things that I was doing at one time. So the coaching, the NLP, and the coaching, the NLP, and the counseling, they've come in handy because that's what they all work together. They all work as Jane of all trades. Yeah, that's a good one. You said a jack of all trades. Thank you. So they all work together for what I'm doing now, you know. And so when I was studying, it was just like overwhelming doing that and being a registered childminding plus doing the events and so forth. So now I've really, really slowed it down. I'm really focusing on the things that are driving me in the area where I want to go. So have you guys got any questions in regards to the why power? So the first letter, let me just summarize. The first letter was W, and I wrote right, and I used a scripture from Habakkuk 2, which is, write the vision and make it plain. The second one was H, and that was for hope, and I was speaking, again, from a biblical perspective, speaking from Hebrews 11, saying that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And why was your yeses? So why your yeses has to be important. It has to be in alignment with where you're going. So if you had any questions in relation to that, I don't mind answering. Normally I don't even really engage with people whilst I'm talking, because then, as you can see, it actually makes me lose my train of thought. naughty me. I should have just stayed focused. But I really appreciate your comments and your nice comments to each other. That has been really, really nice, because sometimes we get on here and then people just, you know, talk nonsense most of the time. So if you guys had any questions, I will take those. I come off in 5 minutes, so I'm here for another 5 minutes if you have any questions. Sometimes what happens is I talk up until 9 o'clock and then getting questions and after 9 o'clock, and I'm on here long. Let's see your hands again. That hasn't got anything to do with what I was speaking about, but yeah, there's my hands. And my fingers are exceptionally long. I have very long hands. Actually, it covers my whole of my face, doesn't it? Yeah,
it does.
I'm on here doing foolishness now. So, guys, if there's no questions, I really appreciate you guys joining me here on Pure Inspiration Talks. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those weird and wonderful things, you will see that I'm back on the radio this Thursday. I've been off about 4 weeks. I was away with my mum, and then I had two events that I had to go to. So I'm back on the radio. Do you? Well, my nails ain't very long, but my hands are. So yeah, I had a fantastic time. So now I'm back on the radio. I'm with an amazing woman who's written a book. Thank you, Lisa. Amazing woman who's written a book. I haven't got her details here, but you can join me on YDN Radio tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I'm on there between 8 and 10, and it's an amazing show. I have guest interviews. I play gospel and inspiration music, and I do the empowerment session. So I share this again on a different platform, and because it's spontaneous, because I am spontaneous, it comes out slightly different on different days. You know, when you share something, or may, have you ever been in one of those situations where something's happened and it's been really, really funny? Yeah, I will definitely follow you, Lisa. It's been really, really funny, and then you try and explain that same joke around other people, and they're just like, really? Well, on my radio show, it's not like that. People ain't thinking, really, but it's spontaneous, and so I'll be sharing this topic, but it'll probably come out slightly differently. Thanks for the hearts, guys. So if you want to join me on that, that's Your Digital Network, and it's Bromley, and you can find me on there between 8 and 10 p.m. I will be back here on Pure Inspiration Talks, all being well, next week, Tuesday, between 8:30 and 9. And you can catch me on Facebook, Instagram. If I'm feeling spontaneous, sometimes I do a Facebook Live, and just share what's going on in my heart, share what's going on in the world, share what's going on in the community. And, you know, it's just one of those things that I love to do. You might catch one of my quotes or one of my blogs, whatever it is. And also, I've just put my page up on, I've also just, well, what size shoes do you wear? Is he speaking to you, Lisa? I think he's speaking to you. I've just put my page up on Facebook, so I would appreciate you going and checking that out and probably liking it. It has got my new ebook that's on there called Rise, which is for women who's gone through domestic abuse. You can find that on there as well to download. Maybe you might not have been through domestic abuse, but you can also share it with someone else. Yeah, I have big feet. I actually have big feet. My feet are a size 8. Yeah, I'm one of those tall ladies, so I probably do look tall. I don't know. Just can see my head. But, guys, I really appreciate you joining me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the hearts. And I will catch you all next week. Have a fantastic evening. And, yeah, we will speak soon. All right? God bless. Bye-bye. So for those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, I have just logged off from Periscope. Thanks for joining me. All being well, you can catch me on Blog Talk Radio doing Pure Inspiration next week, Tuesday, between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Take care. God bless. Bye for now.